Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, November the 12th, 2007. It's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, born in New York City, 1945. Started out as a fiction writer, decided that he preferred writing about real people. In the late 1970s, spent 8 months living in the basement of Data General Corporation, watching engineers at work on a new microcomputer. Kidder's book, The Soul of a New Machine, was one of the first non-technical books about the computer industry. Won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1981. He went on to write a series of books about ordinary topics for his book House. He wrote about the construction of a single house in Amherst, Massachusetts, because, he said, building is the quintessential act of civilization. To write his book Among School Children, 1989, he sat in one fifth-grade classroom in a rather poor public school for an entire school year, missing only 2 days, and took 10,000 pages of notes. He wanted to focus entirely on the experience of a single teacher, because he said, for better or worse, education is what happens in these little rooms. His most recent book came out last year, a memoir, My Detachment, about his experiences in Vietnam. Tracy Kidder, who said, to write, you have to have stories you want to tell, you have to keep your mind alive, and you have to work hard. It's the birthday of Wallace Shawn, born in New York City, 1943, character actor in Hollywood movies and also an avant-garde playwright. When he got out of college, some of his friends took jobs writing for the New Yorker magazine, which was edited by his father, William Shawn. But Wallace Shawn supported himself working as a photocopy clerk and then got the idea of selling stock in himself. Managed to raise $2,500 from investors, which helped him write his first plays. His early plays, not big successes. During his first play, the audience actually shouted for the actors to please shut up. But he had his breakthrough in 1981 with the movie My Dinner with Andre, which was entirely Wallace Shawn and the theater director Andre Gregory talking over dinner. It became a classic. His most recent play, The Designated Mourner. It's the birthday of the philosopher and critic Roland Barthes, born in Cherbourg, France in 1915, who became one of the first literary critics to apply literary theory to popular culture, to wrestling and movies and striptease and to toys. And it's the birthday of DeWitt Wallace, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1889, who in February 1922 came out with a magazine that consisted of condensed articles from other magazines, and it became the most successful magazine of all time, Reader's Digest, with a total circulation of almost 30 million a month. Here's a poem for today by Liesl Mueller, entitled In November. Outside the house, the wind is howling, and the trees are creaking horribly. This is an old story, with its old beginning, as I lay me down to sleep. But when I wake up, sunlight has taken over the room. You have already made the coffee, and the radio brings us music from a confident age. In the paper, bad news is set in distant places. Whatever was bound to happen in my story did not happen. But I know there are rules that cannot be broken. Perhaps a name was changed, a small mistake. Perhaps a woman I do not know is facing the day with the heavy heart that by all rights should have been mine. A poem by Liesl Mueller, In November, from Alive Together, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.